And now for our story. Yesterday, Daddy made a very interesting discovery. What that discovery is still remains to be seen. But we think it's a very happy one. One that will save a great deal of trouble and hardship for our friends. As we resume our story, Daddy is waiting for Max in the outer office of the bank when Fowler enters.
Oh, so here you are. Well, what do you mean by making engagements with me and then not keeping them?
Oh, hello, Fowler. Say, what do you mean, make engagements and not keeping them? I ain't seen you for 3 days. But maybe you'd finally decide to go back to your Chicago office and stay there.
That's the wisest thing you've said since I've known you. Why, I should come down to this one-horse town and associate myself with an old pig-headed dunce like you, I shall never know.
Wait a minute. Keep your shirt on.
Keep my shirt on. You realize that my time means money, and you've wasted a considerable portion of it already.
If you'd only cool off and tell me what you're talking about, maybe we wouldn't waste so much of your valuable time. Maybe you wouldn't waste so much of it either.
Now, don't stand there with your face hanging out and tell me that you didn't send me that telegram last night asking me to come down here on very important business.
Well, in the first place, I was with Max and Danny all last night. Max and me were so busy faking out Danny's domestic difficulties, I had no time to think of you or your Chicago office.
But I got a telegram. I had gone to Chicago and wasn't intending to return to Sanders until next week. Then when the wire came from you, I just dropped everything and rushed back by plane this morning. I only landed half an hour ago and went looking for you.
Mm-hmm. I think I smashed dirty work at the crossroads. I never sent you that wire.
You don't think that... Oh, but why should he... For a moment, I thought perhaps I discerned the fine hand of our friend, Mr. Carter. Oh, but why would he?
All right. He's the guy who'd do it.
But why? Why would he want me back here in Sanders?
I don't know. Something tells me that it won't be long before we'll find out.
Good morning, Mr. Fowler and Mr. Stratford. I knew I'd find you here this morning. It's a lovely day, isn't it?
Speaking of the devil, what did I tell you, Fowler?
Something tells me that you've uncovered my little room.
And that isn't all I'm going to uncover if you don't speak up about that phony telegram. You realize I can have the law on you for using Mr. Stratford's name?
I think that after you hear what I'm going to tell you, you'll be only too glad I had to come back. Because this matter is one of vital importance. Not only to you, but also to Mr. Stratford.
Well, quit beating about the bush now and come out to the point. I haven't got all day to waste time talking
That's
to you.
That's right. Speak up.
Well, since you're so interested in hearing bad news in a hurry, I'll tell you.
Yes? Bad news?
Yes. Bad news for you, for all of you, but fortunately, good news for me, very good news.
Well, come on, give out with the bad news. I'm waiting.
Mr. Stratford, this bravado of yours is very interesting. You aren't by any chance covering up the fact that you're scared stiff, are you?
Scared? Scared of what? A big stuck shirt like you? Hey, when I get scared of a windbag like you, I'll be ready for the old lady's home.
Quiet, Stratford. Let's hear what the man has to say.
I think that's very wise of you, Mr. Fowler.
Sir. What are you two doing, a vaudeville act? Thank you, Mr. Gallagher. Don't mention it, Mr. C.
Well, to get on, as my time is as valuable as yours, Mr. Stratford.
Well, get on.
I've come to make what I believe to be a very fair proposition.
Proposition? What is it?
You ought to know that any proposition he makes should be crooked.
You amuse me, Mr. Stratford.
And you amuse me, too.
Stratford, will you shut up?
Why should I? I like the sound of my own voice better than I do his.
If you'll shut up for 5 minutes, you can talk from now till doomsday for all I care. But I want to hear what Carter has to say.
Okay. Do your darndest, Mr. Carter, as they say in the book.
I'll do better than that. I'll do my best to give you a fair deal.
Shut up, Stratford.
Thank you, Mr. Fowler. My proposition is this. I want to buy up your property. Springs, the new hotel site and all. And I'll give you $10,000 for the work.
What? Are you insane?
I told you there was no reason to talk to him. He'd make some ridiculous proposition like that.
Why, do you realize that those springs alone are worth millions? The lot on which the new hotel is to stand worth $50,000? The new hotel itself is going to cost $250,000?
Is it?
Yes. We have already, myself and my company, as well as Mr. Stratford here, invested over $100,000 in the development of this idea. And you have the effrontery to make an offer like that.
Yes, and the $10,000 is practically a gift.
Oh, the man's out of his mind, absolutely out of his mind. I wouldn't think...
Now, wait a minute. Now it's my turn to ask you to shut up for a minute. I'd like to hear the rest of Mr. Carter's generous offer. You interest me strangely, Mr. Carter. What I'd like to know is, why don't you just take the springs in the hotel and everything else that don't belong to you? Why are you making this magnanimous offer to us?
Because, Mr. Stratford, I like to play fair. I could take that property away from you if I wanted to.
What? Shut up, Fowler. I'm handling this now. Go on, Carter, tell me more.
I have nothing more to say. I have the papers right here in my pocket. All you have to do is sign your names right here on the dotted line, and I'll give you a very lovely check for $10,000. Practically a gift, that $10,000. But, as I said before, I like to play fair.
Well, can I see them papers?
You're not going to sign them, are you?
Well, never can tell. Maybe Mr. Carter's right after all. Can I see them papers?
Why, certainly. I knew you'd see the light. Here they are.
Yeah, now, before I sign them, would you mind telling me why these properties I have are only worth $10,000 for?
Oh, I don't know what I'll tell my Chicago office. The man's out of his mind, Carter. Absolutely irresponsible. I'll fight this in every law court in the country.
I don't think you'd care to fight this when I get through with you. You'll be glad you were able to salvage something out of the mess. After all, the property doesn't belong to you.
Oh, that's the most ridiculous statement that I've heard yet. And I've heard quite a few in the last few minutes. Of course the property belongs to Stratford, and to his father before him.
Can he prove it?
Well, of course he can prove it.
Where's the deed?
Huh? What?
Stratford cannot prove ownership without the deed to the property. If he doesn't sign this, I shall take this whole business to court. He can't show where the boundary to his property begins and mine leaves off. I'll get an injunction to restrain him from using one drop of the water from those springs until he can prove that the springs are on his property and not on mine.
You can't do that.
Oh, can't I? I've got lawyers who can keep this injunction business going for 50 years if necessary. I'll fix it so you'll never get a drop of that water. And then what good will your new hotel be? None at all. You won't get one customer. I'll have everything and you'll have nothing. I'll break you with perpetual lawsuits.
What do you think, Fowler? Can he do what he says?
Well, I don't know exactly. I'll have to consult my lawyer.
I can't wait for that. You know, I can do exactly what I say I can. You're just stalling for time. If you don't sign immediately, my lawyers go to work tomorrow.
It sounds like he means business.
Yes, I guess he does. But we won't sign now. Not until I consult my lawyers.
In that case, you'll both lose everything. Because tomorrow I'll not be so tender-hearted. It's now or not at all.
What do you think, Stratford?
Well, I hate to admit it, but it looks like we've got us with our backs to the wall.
Certainly does.
I'm ready to sign your papers.
I knew you'd see the light. After all, a good gambler knows when he's licked and should be willing to get out. Even at a loss.
You're selling us down the river, Carter. I don't know how I'm going to explain this to my Chicago office.
That's enough of this shilly-shallying. Come on, give me the pen and I'll sign them.
No, you're talking. Here. I had it filled before I came here.
Well, you were pretty sure I was going to sign, wasn't you?
Positive. Bradford, this is the end for me. Of my career, my business, everything.
Oh, I'll always give you a job in the hotel I'm going to build. You'd make a very good doorman.
Adding insult to
injury. Shut up. I can't hear myself think. Where do you want me to sign this?
Right here, on the dotted line, if you please.
Hey, there's no ink in this pen.
I just filled it.
Oh, yes, so you did.
Look out. You've got ink all over the contract.
Oh, yes, so I did.
Are you a stupid fool?
Well, won't matter much anyway. I don't think I'm going to sign these anyhow.
What?
It'd be silly of me to sign these papers when you can't do anything anyway.
What are you talking about?
But you heard what he said, didn't you? You haven't suddenly gone insane.
No, just having a little fun with you fellas. I don't have to sign because I got the deed right here in my pocket.
Oh, thank heaven. I don't believe it. Show it to me.
With pleasure, Skunk. Here it is. It's a copy of it with the recorder's office. I had it made up and took it there this morning. So all your threats with the nothing and knife had a lovely time.
Why, you... Let me tell you something. I'm not through with you yet. I'll fight you if it takes the last cent I have in the world. And I'm warning you, I'll stop at nothing.
Right on talking, your words are music to my ears.
Oh, Max!
Hey, Max, will you do me a favor and throw this rat out before he snugs up the place?
Hey, that ain't a favor, Daddy. That's a pleasure. Come on your way, Bindlesby.
Get your hands off me, Tilly. Mm-hmm. I'm warning you, I'll have the law on you.
Look who's talking about the law. I think maybe this will help you on your way. And that's what's known as cleaning the house.
Get me an aspirin, somebody. All this excitement is...